Unveil your fortunate face. Your face is full of grace. Beyond the gate of time lies a civilization with 7,000 years of celebrated heritage. A cradle of civilization. A tolerant world empire. A crossroad of civilizations. A world of artistic forms and shapes. A kaleidoscope of architectural marvels. Recreated for the first time. Iran, seven faces of a civilization. The first region in Iran to develop a recorded history was Khuzestan. It bordered Mesopotamia and was the abode for one of the earliest civilizations on the globe.
Chogamish, this huge archaeological site that is behind me, was settled around 6800 BC. By early farmers. It gradually developed into a major town in the 4th millennium BC that was administered by state organizations.
Among important objects found at Chogamish are a number of seal impressions on clay balls, which have enabled us to portray different buildings and thus picture the town with the help of archaeological findings.
The city was designed in such a way that administrative quarters and residential quarters and workshop quarters were all separated. The alleys and the streets communicated beautifully with one another, and the city had a sewer system.
The largest population center in lowland Khuzestan was, however, Susa. Here, the earliest steps towards urbanization, the second great revolution in human culture, were taken by the Elamites.
In my opinion, this extraordinary land, Susa, was the origin of a phenomenon in the world which we call the urban revolution. The Sumerians and Elamites had taken the fateful steps towards establishing civilization, while the rest of the world was still in the prehistoric era. Elam stretched from Anshan to Susa, from present-day Fars to Khuzestan.
Almost all the techniques that formed the civilized societies were developed during the millennia after the emergence of urban centers in Mesopotamia and Iran. architectural innovations. Metallurgy and geometry. Invention of wheel. And even toys. And finally, abundant, intricate pottery with beautiful designs. As economic interaction intensified, the subsequent need to record and store information eventually paved the way for the development of writing. While the formation of cities marked the beginning of civilization, the invention of writing separates history from prehistory. And thus began the history of mankind. Elam, in the period between the 13th to 12th centuries BC, under its most powerful king, Untash-Naperisha, reached its zenith. Overlooking the river Diz, he made a holy city called Dur-Untash, what we may call Untashburg, the present-day Çoğazanbil. A glorious ziggurat of 100 by 100 meters occupies the center of this royal and religious city. It consisted of five stages with a total height of more than 50 meters. Here, priests would conduct religious ceremonies while sacrifices were offered on special platforms. The importance of women in the Elamite society is indicated by this unique and monumental life-size statue of the Elamite queen Napirasu, the spouse of Untash-Naperisha. Weighing more than 1,750 kilograms, it was unrivaled even in Egypt or Babylon. Sculpture and metallurgy were advanced to a new height in the first millennium BC by the incoming tribes who had just established themselves in the Zagros Mountains in Luristan.
To me, the fascination is that they are so unusual and they're so alive and vigorous. Beautiful metalwork. To make one of the most elaborate Luristan bronzes, you have to make a wax model first. Then you cover the wax with clay, you bake the clay so it's hard, and the wax in the inside melts out. And then you pour the bronze into the space left by the wax, so that each one is unique. You can only do it once.